Hi, this is Julie Christensen with APSE. We're excited to launch the APSE Employment First, Employment for All podcast as a new way to connect with you. This podcast is a way to provide updates, real-time advocacy alerts, and information related to all things Employment First. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And thanks for listening.
Happy Monday, everybody. This is Erica Ballas-Pacer from National APSE, and we are again highlighting our post-conference sessions that will actually be starting next week, which is very soon. We have a lot of folks registered so far, but we're hoping that we can get a few more so that we can have wonderful conversations. So today, I actually have Deirdre and Rachel joining me from Colorado, and they're going to be talking about individual placement and IPS and success stories that they've had in the past. So we're pretty excited. I know that a lot of our APSE members have asked for more information on IPS and training and just how people can move forward incorporating it within services that they're providing. So Rachel and Deirdre, do you mind introducing yourselves?
No, not at all. Hi, this is Deirdre Sage. I work for the Colorado Office of Employment First. I am an individual placement and support, IPS, trainer and curriculum developer for the office. And my primary job in Colorado is to train service providers, employment specialists in the evidence-based practice of IPS. And I'll pass it off to Rachel.
Thanks, Deirdre. Hi, I'm Rachel Horde. I am the Behavioral Health Support and Employment Trainer Coordinator for Colorado Division of Vocational Rehab. I work closely with Deirdre in helping train employment specialists. We're also both IPS fidelity reviewers. And then my main job is to train internally in the Division of Vocational Rehab about IPS as well as behavioral health supported employment services.
Excellent. Thank you. Both Deirdre and Rachel, do you mind? I'm pretty sure you guys have just an extensive background of different things you've done in the field. Do you mind letting our listeners know what you've done in the past as well?
For sure. This is Rachel. I can just continue and then pass it back to Deirdre. So I have been with DVR going on 8 years now. So Division of Vocational Rehab. I started as a rehabilitation counselor. I then became a rehabilitation counselor to trainer mentor. And now I'm in this role. All through the time I was working with individuals as a counselor, I worked with the community mental health centers. And the one that I worked with primarily often implemented IPS. So that's how I got on the IPS train and decided to love it and see that it works and that it really helps in recovery. So helped me understand it and see it actually in action. So that is kind of my history. My master's degree is in vocational rehab counseling. And that's about it. Hopefully that helps show my background. So Deirdre?
Perfect.
Well, I started off in a community mental health center in 2005 after college, and I didn't really know what I wanted to do as my vocation at that point. But I started working at an ICCD certified clubhouse, which is another type of intervention for individuals with severe mental illness. And I just fell in love with the field of mental health and working with individuals with mental illness. And I was promoted from my kind of generalist role into employment at that point. And I did employment sort of, we did a lot of transitional employment, and then we did supported employment, of course. And then we had this opportunity to do individual placement and support at the community mental health center. And I was so excited because I think what IPS offered was this structure and all this research and all of this community around this kind of single intervention that wasn't just about what the employment specialist did, but what was about the organization as a whole. What did the Community Mental Health Center do to support competitive employment for every single person that entered service? And so that was really exciting and felt super supportive and empowering. And lo and behold, we had great results. So I worked at the Community Mental Health Center for 13 years. I started the IPS program at our Community Mental Health Center, supervised the IPS program at our Community Mental Health Center. In all of that, I went back to school, got my master's in social work, thought, you know, maybe I won't do employment forever. But it has my heart. I love employment work. I think it's everything. I think we see the best and most positive results when we see people thriving and working in their communities and making friends and making all of those connections that are so important to me and the people I love and the people I've had the honor to work with.
Excellent. Thanks for sharing. So next week on August 13th, I know that both of you are going to be presenting for our post-conference session. And I was just curious if you might be able to give a brief overview on what you'll be talking about.
Yeah, I will start us off, Rachel, and you let me know what I've forgotten, okay?
Okay.
Well, so the general premise of our post-conference workshop is really looking at first defining what individual placement and support is and the evidence-based practice and what that actually does to support successful outcomes. And then we also want to kind of highlight what Colorado is doing because our state is growing our IPS programs, and Rachel can really speak to that. We'll also have one of our colleagues from the Office of Behavioral Health, and the Office of Behavioral Health, in partnership with the Division of Vocational Rehab, in Colorado, have been the IPS champions since the beginning. And it's been really wonderful to see the growth over the years. So we'll talk about that and what has helped Colorado to grow IPS. And we'll also, you know, spend a little time with the practice principles in IPS, which really ground us and help us have a vision for as service providers, how we provide the intervention, how we provide the services. Rachel, would you add anything else?
No, I think you covered a lot because we don't want to get into too far into our presentation. Want to hear, but yeah, I think you covered well, overall, and then again, talking about Colorado has been part of the IPS learning community since 2013. So we've been doing this for quite a while, and we'll talk about our journey, where we started and where we've come and how we've been able to expand IPS and its services throughout the state of Colorado to help the people that we serve.
Wonderful. And I was going to say the same thing. I agree. You probably don't want to share too much because that's why we want people to join. Mm-hmm. So thanks again. So thanks for joining me today. And I'm hoping that we'll see lots of folks join us on Friday. Just usually before I end podcasts, I ask if there's any fun facts or ending comments that you might like to share with our listeners about yourself.
Oh my goodness. I don't know if I'm that fun. Can I share a fun fact about Rachel Hord?
I'll share one about you.
Okay, that's great. Well,
love it.
Rachel's favorite place on the whole planet is Breckenridge, Colorado, and she has the cutest puppy named Breck. And I just think that's the cutest, most fun thing ever. I just love seeing Breck visit us on Zoom calls and in trainings. And it's been delightful to see little Breck grow up during this pandemic.
Oh, that's so sweet. And her poor, her big sister Chicken, she doesn't come on Zoom as much as the puppy. Mm-hmm. My fun fact about Deirdre is that she plays roller derby. I don't know if you still do, but
no,
she
did. I don't. But she did. I did for a long
but
time.
She 10 years. Did for a long time, and I think that's so cool. And and I love seeing pictures. Her, she'll post pictures from her roller. Why do I keep saying roller? Her roller derby days, and it's so fun to see that.
Oh, how fun! I actually have a friend of mine who's a teacher where I live, and she has kids that, gosh, are in their teenage years, and she still participates in roller derby. So it is a big thing here.
Oh, that's so fun. So fun. Maybe I'll get back into it someday.
You should.
She said it's like the best exercise ever. So I think that's why she keeps doing it. And it's fun, so why not, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, well, thanks again for joining us. And I'm excited that, like I said before, I feel like a lot of our members are eager to get more information. Colorado has just done such an amazing job collaborating among different stakeholders. And I think that's, you know, key to being successful. So thank you again for joining us. And I hope that you have a great rest of your day.
We're excited for next week. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks.